11:19, Dean Richards, Sunday morning on WGN. Guns N' Roses is simply one of the greatest rock bands on the face of the earth, with a whole string of hits. And their guitar player, Slash, is simply one of the greatest guitar players in the history of the art form. Slash was in Elk Grove Village this week at Jersey Jack Pinball, a manufacturer of pinball machines. And they have designed a new Guns N' Roses pinball machine, which is phenomenal. That's why we were invited to come out to talk with Slash one-on-one on that and music and the pandemic shutting down the music world. But as I'd mentioned, ironically, it was only about an hour before that the death of Eddie Van Halen was announced.
Some of your thoughts and remembrances?
Well, I'm just a little shocked. I mean, it's hard for me to verbally say anything other than I'm just devastated. And you know, Eddie was really cool. And I've been talking to him. We've been texting. And I knew he was sick, but I didn't want to ask him how sick he was or, you know, but he was at the hospital in L.A. for a while, and I knew was up, but I didn't expect that today at all.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm floored.
What do you think the legacy of him is in rock and roll?
Eddie changed guitar playing. I mean, I picked up the guitar, and I guess it was 1979, 1980. The first Van Halen record came out, and Steven Adler, which Guns N' Roses' original drummer when we were kids, used to just hang out and ditch school and go to the pizza place and whatnot. And we used to listen to that first Van Halen record, and it was just insane. It was like, what the Anyway, and he changed guitar playing, but he was such an amazing musician, amazing guitar player, amazing innovator, and just a hell of a guy. And you know, we really lost a major contributor to rock and roll today.
So we also learned while we were sitting here just talking that Chicago is kind of a significant place to you, right? I guess, right?
Yeah, I got a lot of history here. Well, my grandfather was from here as well. So, but my significant other, I guess my partner in crime, and I, we met in Chicago. And the Guns N' Roses actually did pre-production here for the Use Your Illusions records. So we lived here for a little while. And I did a lot of hell-raising here. It's a good town for hell-raising. And she and I met here back in 89. And so we were together for a while. And then we split up for a long time. And we got back together in 2013, I guess it was. But I'm here all the time. Or was up until the COVID thing started. Yeah. So this is my first time back.
And now for this amazing pinball machine. I mean, you know, my memories of pinball machines are, you know, like from back in the day of these like super basic kind of machines.
Yeah.
And this is about one of the most high-tech machines I think I've ever seen in my life.
It's insane. It is an amazing machine. I mean, this is the first time I've played it completed. And it's a little bit mind-blowing, you know. We've got like 28 songs on it, I think. And it's the actual tracks off the masters, which, you know, back in the day, that wasn't possible, you know. And it's just got... basically, what we did was we wanted to recreate a Guns N' Roses show on a pinball machine. And I think we've achieved it. Or these guys have achieved it. I've just been along for the ride, but... It's awesome.
But you were pretty involved, it sounds like.
Well,
in every step of the way of, you know, really helping it to be completely authentic and, like, you know, pushing the bar up a little higher.
Well, there was definitely some things that I went to Jack about, you know, to get this idea off the ground. I said, I want to recreate, you know, the Guns N' Roses Not In This Lifetime tour experience. And so that's what we sort of focused on. So when I did a Guns N' Roses machine back in the 90s, and I drew it out on a napkin, and I said, the G ramp and the R ramp. And that was like the input that I had for what the thing would look like. But these guys are so amazing. I just said, let's just try and get some lighting. Let's try and get all the different countries and some of the big cities in there, and the video screens that we use at the concerts, let's get that into the backlots and that kind of stuff and all the music. And so we just went about designing, recreating basically a 3-hour show. But these guys, you know, took that and went with it and made it something that was beyond my wildest dreams.
It's amazing, isn't it? Really, like in these in this era of video games and like the most high tech thing that you can look at on your phone, that kind of this old school form of entertainment is, you know, enjoying a comeback in a way, thanks to you guys, really.
Well, I mean, it's I think it's been sort of making a comeback way, you know, before this, but I think this is definitely a bar that we just sort of gave everybody to sort of go under.
Were you a pinballer? Is that your interest in developing this?
I didn't actually start playing pinball until the 90s. When I was in high school and stuff, I was so glued to the guitar. I never played arcade games, went to arcades and did all that stuff. So at some point in the 90s, I discovered pinball, and I've been hooked on it ever since.
Yeah. Does this mean that we're going to start hearing Pinball Wizard when concerts begin again?
No, I hadn't actually planned on doing that one.
What about the concert scene for you guys? I mean, everything is shut down. It's got to be tremendously frustrating for you guys to be grounded right now.
Yeah, that's exactly the word that I just used. We've been grounded since March, and we were supposed to tour March through August. So right now we're grounded until, you know, you can actually put, you know, however many thousands of people into one venue, you know, and that's going to look, as far as I'm concerned, it's probably going to be a while. So we're actually slated for next summer, but we'll see if we can actually do that.
Is there talk amongst your, you know, the band, amongst management, the technical people? How are we going to, you know, what's going to be the new normal for concerts?
Not yet. I mean, right now we're just, you know, we're so not out of the woods as far as even going out to in public at this point, that there's not in the foreseeable future a situation where we can go into a venue and get a bunch of people in front of the stage. It's just, so we haven't really started thinking about it. We're waiting till we get enough of a handle on the COVID situation where we can start to think that way. But we're not there yet.
What have you been doing with your
I've just been recording and writing and doing other assorted odds and ends, but for the most part, just writing and recording.
So
it's been a good creative period, I can say that much.
You know what? It's weird. I've been talking with musicians and actors and, you know, movie and TV people, and it's almost like the pandemic crisis has stimulated their creative thinking into how can we do our art in a new way.
Well, I mean, for somebody like me, I'm pretty much a workaholic and a busybody and stuff, and so it's put me in a situation where I've had to be patient and sit and just create without deadlines and stuff. I'm usually working on some sort of a time schedule. I usually work pretty quickly, and I'm usually doing a lot all at once. And so this crisis has sort of forced me into a situation to be able to smell the roses and spend a lot of time on whatever I'm working on. And you know, it's been healthy in that regard. You know,
has there been anything that, you know, might surprise us that, you know, Slash is doing or has taken up during this time off?
I mean, hobbies.
You know. Well, yeah, like hobbies, or, you know, I'm, you know, picturing you with like crochet needles or something that wouldn't expect a rock and roller to ever do.
No, I've been busy with I've been producing horror movies, so I've been busy with that, and but mostly just writing new stuff and recording demos, and I've done some session work with different people. I just did a version of Love Story, you know, in honor of Robert Evans, who's a friend of mine that passed away last year, and so probably going to release that online. You know, so I've just been working with different people doing different stuff.
How about that? You took it Slash, working on an adaptation of the, you know, one of the most lovely love stories of all time, the movie Love Story. We're going to look forward to that. And I got to say, a super nice guy, by the way. Everybody's been asking me, what was Slash like? What was he like? Couldn't have been nicer the whole time, as you heard in our interview, which we've got the video posted of the full interview up at WGNTV.com. Oh, you know what? Actually, now that I think of it, the full video is up on YouTube. So if you search Slash WGN, be able to see the entire interview.